Well, yesterday would have been the late Betty White's 100th birthday. And in honor of her birthday, we started hearing about the Betty White Challenge. And this was just the best challenge we had ever heard of. It was essentially donating $5 or whatever you could donate to a local animal shelter, an animal shelter of your choice, because we know this was an issue that was near and dear to Betty White's heart. This morning, we are joined by a senior officer of protection with the BC SPCA, Eileen Drever. Good morning, Eileen.
Eileen, are you there? Hi, Eileen, are you there?
I am here.
Oh,
there you are.
Good. We were worried we lost you for a second.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Oh, my goodness. How exciting. First of all, tell us how you first felt when you heard of the Betty White Challenge.
I just thought it was a fabulous legacy for this woman who loved all animals. And I was pretty excited because it wasn't just animals in BC, as you know. It was right across North America. Her fan base suggested that if in her name and to celebrate her birthday, people donate to an animal shelter or rescue, any animal welfare organization. Now, I'm absolutely shocked to report that this morning, due to the Betty White Challenge, the BC SPCA raised $405,439.
Whoa!
Incredible. That is amazing.
Isn't it? I'm still in shock, and I really can't thank people like your listeners for donating to the cause. And it clearly shows how much Betty White was loved.
That, and I also think, and this is, it's so cool when you see somebody able to mobilize a group of people like this. But I also think, and what I love about it is she said, you know, $5. Like, this doesn't have to break the bank. You don't have to go crazy. But if everybody gets together and chips in, it really, really can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And the money that was donated will go to wherever the greatest need is within the BC SPCA. We have many services that we provide. Of course, we shelter animals and we provide cruelty investigations. We have emergency medical assistance, rehabilitation, education. There are so many services. And if any of your viewers or listeners are interested, they can go to our website at the BC SPCA and check out to see what we do.
And so when this first started, like you said, you were completely shocked by this number. What were you expecting? Nowhere near this?
Well, I was shocked that in the morning, around about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, we had raised $20,000. I was absolutely shocked at that.
Wow.
Well, you can imagine how I'm feeling now. Totally overwhelmed.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Such a fantastic news story. And, you know, she really was one of these people that just everybody universally loved, you know? I think there was, you know, and that kind of, to me, feels just so in line with the cause, because we use pets as almost like this barometer. Like, everybody loves dogs. Only, like, it's like a universally accepted wonderful thing, you know, pets. Absolutely. And animal welfare.
And now I know you said this money will be dispersed to kind of the areas in BC that are in greatest need. Are you able to talk a little bit about Surrey and the Surrey SPCA and what kind of money they could potentially see? Because I know I've worked closely with the Surrey SPCA before, and I know the cruelty investigations are really high in our area.
Well, they're actually high all over. And I don't know what the deal is. It could be people see something and they're finding it unacceptable and they're reporting it. I worked with the Surrey SPCA for 17 years and we were always super busy. But I think what I'm seeing now, people are a wee bit more educated when it comes to animals, and they're finding abuse or neglect totally unacceptable. And also, when we come across certain situations, I see that who in their right mind would intentionally hurt or abuse an animal?
Mm-hmm.
Because there has to be a problem there. So what we're doing is we're expanding and reaching out to other agencies to help us help these people.
That's so great.
Wow.
Now, one of the things, and I hope you can speak a little bit to this, talk to us a bit about how the pandemic has affected things for the BC SPCA. It feels like for us, at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was trying to adopt a dog or a cat or an animal because we were spending so much time at home and it made sense to have a new pet, right?
Yep, and our adoptions, I believe, increased slightly. But then I was hearing that so many animals were being returned to shelters. Mm-hmm. That was not the case in British Columbia.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
So, I don't know. I just say, yay, BC. I mean, people should follow our example. But animals were not surrendered because people were going back to work.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yep. I know.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. And just because Betty White's birthday is over, it doesn't mean that the Betty White Challenge needs to stop. So continue to donate, correct?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And if this increases throughout the day, we'll give you an update.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
We appreciate the time. Thank you.